Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday. It's 4 o'clock. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He joins us every single Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the fan hotline here is Ross Tucker. I rushed through that a little bit. I was a little nervous there. I'm not in great singing voice today. Ross, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I actually thought that was pretty smooth, and I appreciate that. You don't have the worst singing voice I've ever heard, especially for a man, Nick. I got to tell you, it's a backhanded compliment, but it's true.
I'll take it.
Especially for a man. So you have the preference of female singers? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so. Yeah. I think I have a preference. Yeah, I'm just going to stop there.
It's weird. Like 90s country, I preferred male singers. And then more recent years, I prefer female singers in the genre.
They kind of switch it up.
A little bit. Yeah, little bit. I feel like Garth Brooks, George Strait, like that timeline, that was when male country artists were at their best.
That's when men
were men. And then in recent years, it's Taylor Swift, it's Miranda Lambert, it's those type of people.
Yeah, well, definitely Taylor Swift, who's from my hometown.
I hadn't heard that before.
I think for a Nationwide commercial, I don't know, I just kind of like a softer, smoother voice.
Mm, okay. There's really no way to jettison to where we're going to go from here. So Deshaun Watson's 21-day window is opened up for the Browns. They don't have to activate him, but if he's going to play this year, they do have to activate him within that 21-day window. Do you think Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns this year?
No, I don't. That would really, really surprise me. I don't think they would want to take the chance of him getting injured. I guess I don't really understand what the point would be. You know, if you have him play a couple games, I mean, what happens if he really plays well? Do you go into next year and say Deshaun's the guy? I doubt it. If he really plays poorly, how does that help you? I think that, I mean, when the owner comes out and says it was a big mistake and we all own it, and, you know, the former chief strategy officer who's now with the Rockies says, yeah, we all blew that one, that does not sound like the type of stuff you say before the guy's going to start games for you at quarterback.
So what are they doing here? Because we remain confused with it all too. But there's been odd little stretches where even Haslam went to Deshaun's wedding a few months ago. There's a part of the Browns that, despite it just working out in a miserable, miserable way, they still seem oddly committed to Deshaun.
Well, I can't speak to the wedding part of it, but getting him out there at practice is an interesting one. I guess, you know, there's a lot of different areas I could take that. I think one is maybe they want to prove that he's healthy and can pass a physical. Perhaps they think that there might be some trade value. Now, obviously nobody would take on that entire contract, but I don't know. Is there somebody out there that would say, okay, Browns, you pay $33 million. We'll pay him $10 million for this last year, and will Flip be a seventh round pick? I tend to doubt that, but maybe. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be desperate for quarterbacks this offseason, and there's going to be a lot of teams that, you know, they don't have one. You know, everybody's talking about, I mean, I go on in like three or four cities where like they're hanging their hat right now on Mac Jones. So they can't all win the Mac Jones sweepstakes. So I think that there is a place potentially for someone to draft somebody. Maybe they don't draft a quarterback till second, third round, and they do a deal with the Browns for a pittance, and the Browns pay most of it. But for the Browns, if you can get anything in return for him, and if you can get someone to take any of that money, that's a win. So if he gets out there and he's healthy and, I don't know, you have practice tape on him, you're assuming that he's not going to get hurt because he's got the non-contact jersey. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Ross, through two starts, there's enough evidence that Shador fans think they like where this is going, but there's not enough evidence where Shador haters can stop knocking the kid. We got five games left in the regular season. What does Shador have to show within those final five starts? What are the things we need to see where it's at least a conversation that the Browns wouldn't draft a quarterback in April, and you can roll forward with Shador and maybe Dylan as the backup then?
Well, so number one, I think he, barring something really unforeseen or it really going south, I think he should get the next five games. You know, that's a pretty decent sample size, seven games to see which way this is headed. I know I'd like to see him, you know, for five more games and see how it goes. And I think I told you this last week. I think you want to continue to see progress and improvement. I'm not sure that that's what we saw on Sunday. I felt like it was a step back from the Raiders game. You know, number one, he took some sacks that I really didn't like that he did not do against the Raiders. He missed a couple throws that you really don't want to miss, and accuracy is supposed to be his calling card. And then the other one that is maybe as concerning as any is him not throwing it to guys that were open. I just can't even imagine how maddening that is for a coach, where you call a play, and I don't really understand it because I've watched it a couple times, and it looks like he's looking in the direction of Judy, who's open, or whoever, and these guys are open, and it looks like it's the first read, but he's not seeing it or not comfortable with it or doesn't want to let it rip because he really doesn't want to throw an interception. I'm not exactly sure, but you can't play that way. I mean, you can't, you know, if the coaches are calling plays and the number one read is open, you have to throw it to the guy. Otherwise everything gets out of whack and you end up getting sacked, or you try to buy time and you throw the ball to somebody else underneath, and it's a mess. So I didn't notice that very much in the Raiders game that I called for CBS. So I think that is, I thought it was a step back.
Ross, now, real quick, yeah. Ross, I just want to tell you, I think they just said,
like the Peanuts character.
I have a question about that. Okay, I'm in the airport. I'm about to fly to Detroit. Tomorrow night I'm doing Cowboys Lions, the West of the One. I'm not sure if you guys carry that or not.
Yes, we do.
We do, yeah.
Okay, good. Here's my question for you guys. Number one, why do the airport announcements have to be this loud? Like, do they really have to be that loud, number one? And then number two, can we do a better job of maybe regionalizing where these announcements come from? Like, I'm in A3. Do I need to know that the American Airlines flight over in C, do I need to know that that's about to take off? I don't think I do.
That's a great point.
You probably don't, yeah.
I'm in Terminal A. But, like, what? Why do I need that announcement? Like, so that I can say on the radio in Cleveland, hey, good news, guys, the flight to Charlotte looks like it's going to leave from Terminal C soon. Like, it's maddening. Whoever came up with the design for the airport intercom system should be fired.
I will say it saved me once when I was like 20 years old, 20. I guess I had been at least 21 then, because I was drinking at the airport bar and I heard my name over the loudspeaker, and it was them basically telling me, if you don't run to the gate now, you're going to miss the plane.
Wow. It sounds like Jonathan Peterlin just admitted on the radio that he had a fake ID.
Yeah, multiple.
Because he was 20 and he was drinking, and that he's irresponsible, which I already kind of knew.
Yeah, I had four different fake IDs taken away before I turned 21. We had a lot of fake IDs. Surprisingly enough, I had ordered a fake one off the internet. My very best one was it was supposed to be from Iowa, but it had the DC Capitol building in the background, and that one worked for 9 months, and nobody got me on it. It was easily the worst fake you could ever have, but I think it was so bad is why it worked.
Yeah, I have a terrible story about that. Summer before my junior year of college, I was at the Jersey Shore. I put my wallet on top of my car because I was changing or whatever after being at the beach, and we were driving away. And like an idiot, I guess my wallet fell off the top of my car. And so I didn't have my wallet the rest of the weekend, which stunk. I was very thankful. On Monday, I got a call from the police department. Hey, we found your wallet. Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, what's up with these two false identification cards? I was like, oh, I never use those. Those are just collector's items. They're just for fun. my buddy bought them for me. He thought that, and I guess you don't have to actually be caught using them. You can't have possession of a false identification card. So I was like, are you guys kidding me? You're like, can I at least go to the bar tonight and you guys bust me there? Like, this is ridiculous.
Russ, so in the answer you were describing, though, I mean, Shador talked about it as much after the game. He missed Jerry Jeudy in the opening drive. He airmailed it. It was just too long. And then the 40-mile-per-hour winds, what Shador said afterwards is basically he just stopped taking chances. And there was something about him that became shy after that miss. And is there enough of an excuse within the weather and the 40-mile-per-hour winds that exist there? Why is it that he can live his whole life being able to be, I'm going to take the shot, I'm going to take the opportunity, and then he missed one, and then he just kind of reverted into a version of Shador that we'd never really seen?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't a quarterback. I can't speak to that. I would just say it seemed like Purdy handled it pretty well. And Purdy, like, grew up in Arizona, you know, and plays for the Niners. And also, you know, the throw to Fannin for the touchdown was not a short throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, now he was wide open, but that was at least 20 yards in the air, it feels like. So, I don't know, I believe him, but maybe that he felt like that impacted him a little bit. I guess I would just say, doesn't feel like the right thing to say if you play in Cleveland, like on the lake, and the games are windy all the time. You know, like I don't know. I would have been like, yeah, wind's no problem. I love the wind. I eat wind for breakfast.
Ross, we know you also dabble in the college ranks as well. Big Ten title game, Ohio State, Indiana. Do you got the scones to pick the Hoosiers?
No. But I am curious, what would be your guess as to the breakdown of the fans at that game? That would be an amazing over-under on, like, how many Buckeye fans, who obviously travel very well, versus Hoosier fans, who this has never happened before, might never happen again, and it's right in the middle of their home state. I gotta think that there'd be more Indiana fans, but I don't know.
No, Columbus is so close to Indianapolis.
Well, I mean, but on the other side, I kind of see Ross's point on this. Like, I don't know if Ohio State fans are numb to Big Ten titles at this point.
That's a good point.
Exactly right. I think Ohio State fans are saving their money to fly to the playoff games more so than driving over. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I would think that there'd be a lot of Indiana fans there. Plus, doesn't Indiana play like Kentucky in basketball earlier in the day or something crazy?
That's a good point.
Did you guys see that?
No. College basketball is not on my radar right now.
They're calling it like the greatest day in Indiana sports history. I think Indiana plays Kentucky like at the Pacers Arena at like 1 or something. So a lot of people are going to do the double dip. Like that place, I would imagine, will be absolutely crawling with Indiana alums.
Is this game for the Heisman?
Trying to think. So Sayin, who are the other favorites right now?
Well, so it's Sayin, it's Mendoza, and then it's Diego out of Vanderbilt, I think, are the top three.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think it probably is. I don't think, you know, Diego's not playing an SEC championship game. It's one against two. I don't know that it's necessarily whoever wins the game, probably, but really it's whoever plays super well. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think it's basically the Heisman game.
Ross, your brethren at WIP want to see Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts. Are you there yet?
No, that's ridiculous. Listen, I love Tanner McKee. I think he's fantastic, but definitely not. I mean, when you look at what Hurts has done the last 3 years, he's gone to the Super Bowl two out of the last 3 years. Even the year he didn't, they won double-digit games. I do think it's interesting. There's been multiple reports that he told them he doesn't want to run as much, which is why they haven't run him as much this year, which is kind of a big part of what makes him and them successful, is the running lanes that are opened when you have a quarterback as mobile as him. So that's, you know, they need him to run 3 to 5 times a game. You know, that really opens up so much of the passing game and so much of the so much of the running game for Saquon. I think that's probably one of the reasons why the holes haven't been as big this year.
Who's got the more frustrated fan base? Is it the Browns or is it the Steelers?
Ooh, that's a really good question, because I live closer to Central PA now, and there's a lot of Steelers fans, and they are so fed up. It's crazy. You know, there's actually like a similarity there. It's different, but there's a lot of crossover between Steelers and Penn State fans, and for whatever reason, it's like they both decided this year that they were just done with the guy. You know, like Franklin, you know, last year Penn State was a play away from the national championship game. They won 13 games, but they put so much into this year that when they lost to Oregon, it was just like, I mean, I know people that were like, done. They lost one game. After they lost the first game this year, they lost the home whiteout game to Oregon. People were like, we're done. Fire this guy. He can't win the big one. Sick of him. Get him out of here. And it feels like Steelers fans are sick of the commitment to a little bit better than mediocrity.
Ross, great stuff, buddy. And as always,
sounds good. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes. Yeah, that's a real laugh out of Ross.
Yeah, he liked that one. Yeah.
He didn't give me the laugh the first time, but I got a real laugh that laugh. That's good enough for me. And that was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are so fed up. It's crazy. You know, there's actually like a similarity there. It's different, but there's a lot of crossover between Steelers and Penn State fans. And for whatever reason, it's like they both decided this year that they were just done with the guy. You know, like Franklin, you know, last year Penn State was a play away from the national championship game. They won 13 games, but they put so much into this year that when they lost to Oregon, it was just like, I mean, I know people that were like, done. They lost one game. After they lost the first game this year, they lost a home whiteout game to Oregon. People were like, we're done. Fire this guy. He can't win the big one. Sick of him. Get him out of here. And it feels like Steelers fans are sick of the commitment to a little bit better than mediocrity.
That is Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, giving us his take on the discontentment in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. I love the Franklin comparison. We'll get to that in a second. But Mark Schlereth coming up in 1 hour's time. He's going to be on Browns Titans this Sunday as hopefully we can get another win here for your Cleveland Browns. But I do think it was interesting that he made the Franklin comparison, because Franklin has since been named the Virginia Tech head coach. And today he flipped 10 Penn State commitments.
Yeah.
And that got Nittany Lions fans' attention.
So one thing I did have in quick hits that we didn't get to, obviously, was he showed up with some crumble cookies.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
That's a power move. I
Even
love
if he
that.
Didn't mean to do it, it ends up being a great bit by happenstance.
He meant to do it.
The guy didn't know, it's because Crumble Cookie CEO made sure to keep Kalani Sitake, the BYU head coach. He stepped up to keep him at BYU and not go to Penn State. I still don't believe that that was that. I don't believe. Like, I really think that it's got to be like DeBoer. It's got to be somebody coaching this weekend for Penn State. I can't imagine they've swung and missed. Like,
I mean, your only option is to just throw a bunch of money at Brian Kelly, who'd rather golf than coach right now,
or call John Gruden. Let's get it.
Gruden comes up in every coaching thing that we talk about now. It's really funny to me.
But South Florida didn't name him the head coach, so all right. I'm saying he's available.
Gruden to Penn State.
Yeah. You get the double Gruden, because then Jay will be his offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And podcaster.
Well, and because Jay Gruden and Coach Riz have such a nice relationship together and a previous working relationship, we basically have the inside track to Penn State football.
And maybe Lance goes to Penn State in a couple years. Maybe we follow him as his lackeys. Our basic job would be, great job, Coach.
Way to get it done out there.
That's
to get it done.
That's the way ball's meant to be played. All right.
I do think there's value that we could offer up to a college football team in this discussion. And what it would be is basically, you know, like people have like PR firms to basically make sure they don't step in it.
Yeah.
We would be just the level-headed version of that. The one that would be like, so this is what they're going to say. The unfiltered, like this is it. This is the reality. And then maybe they would take our advice. Maybe they wouldn't.
I think it's crazy that anyone thinks the Steelers fans are more upset than Browns fans are right now.
They're really mad. I mean, I'm really mad here, though, too. I guess in both equations, you can say, what else did you expect, though?
How so? Oh, because of the Aaron Rodgers stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of like in both equations, I feel like that's the, if you start there, you're going to end the adventure at the same point. What's amazing to me, though, is whether or not the Steelers fans can put this thing into overdrive enough to actually force the Rooney's hand into making a decision that they just don't like to make.
I just think, okay, like here to me is the simple difference. Steelers fans are mad that Mike Tomlin hasn't gotten the quarterback right and that they're stuck in, we can make the playoffs, but we won't win in the playoffs. Browns fans are mad because the Browns traded the first quarterback that's given you any hope in the last 20 years to replace him with a guy that was supposed to be an upgrade and help you win Super Bowls, who is sued for over 20 sexual assault allegations, who then became the worst trade in NFL history, which also wrecked the team because of the assets you gave up. And, oh, this year is basically a lost year because of all their previous sins. Which one of those sounds like somebody would be more angry about?
No, our struggle is definitely worse than the Steelers fans. That's not the competition.
But I think my point is, I think this, like for the Steelers, I understand it's a culmination of not winning a playoff game since 2016. I do understand that. That fury cannot be the fury of, and by the way, it's not even about those things. It's about Haslam's reign of terror in general.
Okay, but over the weekend, one stadium was filled with fire Tomlin chants and booing during Renegade, which is a thing I've never heard them do before.
And one stadium wasn't filled at all.
Wasn't filled at all. The other stadium was $6 tickets, and you can get in for the price of a sandwich. So, if you're just measuring pure and utter outrage for right now, it feels like the Steelers fans do have us beat.
Except we skipped outrage and we went straight to apathy.
Well, and that's it.
I don't say we because I'm still pissed.
Like, if we wanted to judge this, I don't know, right after the injury to Deshaun Watson last year, or maybe even 2 years ago. Like, the problem, and this is maybe where the Browns have just pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, is the idea that we've not necessarily healed from Deshaun. We're still feeling the ramifications of it, but they want us to be almost healed from it, and it's to act as if it didn't just happen within the previous couple years. And we've all collectively just kind of accepted it at this point.
Yeah, it's like in a bad relationship when the person who is, I'll just say it, who is the abuser, mm-hmm. then goes to the victim. Oh, you're not over that?
Yeah.
That was like 3 weeks ago. I don't know why you're still upset about that.
No, I mean, we got every right to be upset by it. But I think for the Steelers fans, I think right now it's so fresh and it's so... And we've been doing fire Tomlin conversations for about 2 years from now. But this last weekend...
Pony's been trying to get...
It's been a long time.
Tomlin fired since my first year in Carolina.
It's been a long time, yeah.
So...
I've never seen them so almost collectively unanimous in this discussion, though.
I think the difference
that part is different to me.
We played James Harrison's rant about Mike Tomlin. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. There's some sour grapes with James Harrison and Mike Tomlin. But Ben Roethlisberger, who by all accounts has had a great relationship with Mike Tomlin, he was on the Footballin' podcast, and it sure sounds like he's turned on Mike Tomlin.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd Dude. Probably go win national championships because he's a great recruiter.
So one.
That was insulting.
Yeah. Well, by the way, remember, I can't remember what the college job was, but remember when somebody asked Tomlin if he would leave Pittsburgh to go do like a blue blood college job, and he lost his ever loving mind.
I read Brooke Pryor today, who covers the Steelers. She was like, I can't wait for the first person to ask him.
We should send Shadell.
What about the Penn State job? Oh, we totally would.
Yeah.
Do they have a Shadell on their
beat? Got brass ones, and I believe Jeff Shadell just does not care.
Do they have his Jerry Dulac, that version?
You think Shadell's going to be intimidated by Mike Tomlin?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
That actually would be funny. We can rent out Shadell for hire across different teams across the country.
Whatever diabolical question you want the head coach of your favorite team to be asked, we're going to, for a 50% surcharge, we will send Jeff Shadell in.
You roll him up there for $49.99 and a TGI Fridays gift card, and he's gone.
But yeah, no,
he's
no.
in your city tomorrow.
We're like his pimps, okay? We get paid, and then we give Jeff a percentage of those earnings.
I would love to see Tomlin's answer. I would love. Well, the weird thing about yesterday with Tomlin.
I do want a business card that says Jeff Shadell's pimp. I do want that.
You want that? People can print those for you. We can do that.
But I want it to mean something.
I don't think it's going to mean anything when it says Jeff Shadell's pimp on it.
Jeff, where's my money?
Where's my money? You turn into like the scene from Family Guy with Stewie. Yeah. Stewie yeah. and Brian.
This is off the rails.
Yes, it is.
Did you hear how Tomlin spoke yesterday?
Where he was basically...
He just basically resigned to the idea that, yeah, I'm not very good right now.
I
deserve the fire Tomlin chance. And if you ask me what I am, I'm 6-6. Ooh.
So what which by the way is like a Super Bowl for Jimmy Haslam. What I will say is, it's different when Roethlisberger says it. I don't love his framing of it, but it's really more for Mike than it is for us. That's a cop-out. But, him saying that has absolute weight, whereas James Harrison says a lot of crazy crap. The James Harrison thing, I was like, well, that's not great that James is saying that, but he's got history with Tomlin that's not 100% great, and this, that, and the other. when Roethlisberger says it, one, I think less of Ben Roethlisberger. Like, have some scruples, Ben. All right, that man stood by you through some pretty awful things, and you're like, 6-6? Not for me, sir. But I think it is different when Roethlisberger said, I still don't think it's happening, but Roethlisberger saying what he said this late in the season makes me wonder if maybe that there's more of a chance than I've ever given it.
I just want to know who they'd line up as the successor there, because that is, it's the closest thing to a Supreme Court justice job that you'd find in the NFL, being hired as the Steelers head coach.
Randy Fichtner, can we get him out of witness protection?
Marcus Freeman keeps coming across as a name that a lot of people just keep throwing out there. Like, it'd be one of those type of guys where you're like, you basically, when you sign up for the job, it's like a 15-year runway, which is insane.
Are Steelers fans more frustrated than Browns fans? In my opinion, they're not. And they also need to shut up. 216-474-0092. And, all right, it's a catch. You get what you finally want, but you got to pay for it. The Browns Dilemma in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. People.
Okay.
I don't think it's a must win. It's a must not lose.
There we go. Okay.
Is that a better way to put it? Better.
Well, even if you lose, you still get draft picks.
Yeah, but I think this one's going to really... I think there are a lot of Browns fans like, listen, the rest of the season's going to suck, but we got this Titans game, right? Like this, the Titans, again, we've had a game against Miami where... Miami was fresh off. They just about fired the GM. They were fresh off Tua throwing teammates under the bus. They were open at war. We thought Mike McDaniel was going to get fired at any point. You rolled them, right? You had the Raiders game.
And they rallied. That's a 5-7 football team now.
Yeah, see? The Raiders
game. They won three straight.
In which I guaranteed a win, and you guaranteed a win as well, and we were right. And the next day, Chip Kelly got fired. These are the circumstances of the teams that the Browns have beat and beat handedly, and yet I don't think any of them are as desperate or out of luck as the Titans are.
I don't think it's crazy if you suggest it's been one of the worst teams in the NFL from a talent standpoint that we've seen in the previous half decade. Yeah. Like that, there really are. They're just extra levels of bad.
It's honestly, it's not too far off the 2017 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
and they're doing without trying, by the way.
Yeah, they got one good player. We had Joe Schobert as our Pro Bowler that year.
Still played. Joe Thomas played.
That's right.
Joe Batonio was there.
We had multiple Pro Bowlers on that team.
J.C. Tretter was on there.
I think we had more talent pound for pound in the 2017 team than this current Titans team.
That was Miles' first year. Wasn't that Joe Hayden's last year too?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
I thought 2018 was his first year in Pittsburgh.
Joe was cut going in training camp.
Yeah, that's season. Right. Yeah.
I want you, senior research analyst Mac Robinson, to confirm that, because for some reason I had that earmarked for... No, you're probably right. Actually, I'll take that back. You probably are right. It wouldn't make sense that move happened in 2018 because John Dorsey was here. And John Dorsey would never...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, still pissed about that one. That one upset me at the time. You know what one, you know what bad Browns moves that I feel like aged really well for me?
Yeah.
That I was incensed at the time, and I couldn't figure out. When they cut Jordan Poyer to save $1 million.
Yeah. Well, then we found out after the fact. I mean, obviously, I think why they went down that road.
Why was that?
He was dealing with a lot of demons at the time.
Mm. Was it one of the Bush sisters?
No. Although we like that relationship. I think it's still ongoing.
No, we like Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the other one that I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah.
They also do not look alike.
He got better off in that. Like, going to Buffalo, that did a lot for his career. That's like the DeMario Davis thing. DeMario Davis then goes to the Saints and is a Pro Bowler and is awesome. And it's like, good for you. Yeah, it was not going to happen here.
Here's the thing. If LeBron James slid into my girl's DMs after I had stepped out on her, it would send me spiraling too, guys. He's a foot taller than you. He's 75 times as rich. I don't know, like, Rachel Bush is a good woman. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm trying to think who on this Titans team is worth anything. Jeffrey Simmons obviously is. There's no denying that.
Julius Chestnut, the guy who got afraid of the Jags punter.
Yeah, right? I can't find...
KJ Winston's good. He's a rookie from Penn State. That's a good football player.
There's not much here.
Their tight end. I always want to say Okoronkwo.
Yeah, he's their leading receiver right now.
No, it's Okoronkwo.
Okoronkwo is what it is. He's got a little over 400 yards in the season, zero touchdowns, and like he's their shining star. And then like Tony Pollard's their main running back right now. Like there really isn't much happening here.
Not a big J.C. Latham guy?
Yeah, no, not really for me.
So if you guys missed it today, Dane Brugler came out with Mock Draft 1.0. So we are officially we're talking big boy mocks now, all right? Not just Petey in his mom's basement getting a little antsy in mid-September because his team started 0-2. And Dane had the Browns trading up to the number one spot with the Tennessee Titans, giving up the Jacksonville first rounder and a day two pick in 2027 for the right to draft, for the right to choose between Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore.
Okay.
For a second, that was a very dismissive okay. Okay. Not of me. I thought of the mock draft. I didn't know.
Well, I just think it's so hard with Mendoza right now. And yeah, I carry a little Brugler beef. There's no denying that.
Is that better or worse than Six Springs Hall of Fame beef?
That's pretty good beef. It's all pretty good beef, if you ask me.
Apple cheddar meat snacks. Good God, Joe Thomas.
How does Ken say Wagyu again?
Wagyu?
The Wagyu. My dad was
I said it again.
Oh, my dad was in meats for 40 years. Oh,
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Got that Wagyu beef. Ooh.
Is it fair to say, before anyone makes any proclamations around Mendoza, that you just want to see what happens Saturday first?
Yeah. To me, it's more about the playoffs in general, but yeah.
I think it's a very fair response to be like, I want to see. Yeah, I mean, obviously the playoffs are going to be a part of it, and like we'll go through all that, right? But like, there's two things that I'm interested by. What will Mendoza do against Ohio State, and then we watch as he goes through the playoffs, and then will Dante Moore's stock rise high enough to a spot where he just can't say no?
Yeah, it's going to be... I know that there are other guys in the conversation, but specific to Indiana and Oregon, not only did both quarterbacks have incredibly high stakes because of the ability to win a national championship and the first national championship in a hell of a long time for Oregon in football, I think ever in Indiana football. I also think, like, if both guys advance deep enough into the playoffs, one week we're going to say Mendoza, the next we're going to say Moore. Like I do think like and I do think that Dante Moore, whatever gap there is perceived to be between him and Fernando Mendoza, I think it can be if Fernando's like one and done in the playoffs and Dante goes to the championship game,
yeah.
I think that could be the difference.
For sure. I'm trying to figure out though if he's going to roll the dice or not. I think it's so fascinating when these guys get projected to be top five, and then you'd go back into a class in 2027 that's going to have all these other guys, and who knows? You'd imagine Arch would be involved in that, but like we can talk about all
as
the different.
As he comes out in 2026, big boy.
He's not doing that. No. But like, what do you do if you're Dante
Moore?
You're
a member of the Manning family there.
I have an inside track.
That's true.
We've talked to Archie. We've talked to all sorts of people. He's not coming out.
We've talked to Archie, and we've talked to
all sorts of people.
Archie, and did I mention? Archie?
It's the only Manning that we have access to. I don't know. Peyton and Eli.
Is Archie even lucid anymore?
They stopped taking the calls.
I saw Archie in a video a couple weeks
ago. Archie's pulling the strings.
I was like, good God, you are old. Like, he old.
Archie's John Goodman in Righteous Gemstones, okay? Archie's pulling the strings.
Oh, after he checked out, though?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Close enough.
I think my dad used to have a bit where if somebody was so old, he'd get this guy, Bob Allen, who was a legend at WAKR, and he called him Old Bob Old because calling him old once wasn't enough. That's Archie Manning now.
All right. I don't know why I felt like that was disrespectful to Arch Manning and Archie Manning. I don't know. I don't own any allegiance to the Manning family.
You were so offended. You were getting sassy over there.
I just felt like
there.
I needed to like stick up for him in the moment. Then I had like that realization of like, I don't need to stick up for him in any sort of moment.
All right, but he can handle it.
No, it's simple. It's like it's Dante Moore. Can they convince Dante Moore that this is the one chance he'll have to really cash in on being a number one or number two overall pick, or does he go back to Oregon to roll the dice for whatever reason? He's so young. By the time the NFL draft happens, he's going to be 20. He's 20 years old.
Yeah,
like he's so young. And so like there is that worry. And if you go to the NFL and you flame out, you're not getting many opportunities there.
And Mendoza versus Moore, if that's what it ends up being for the number one pick or for the first quarterback off the board, it's going to be the fascinating argument of long-term ceiling over like long-term floor.
Right. Mendoza's got the higher floor, obviously, but Dante Moore has got a chance to be, franchise quarterback for years on years on years. Like he's got as high of a ceiling as you can imagine.
And he could also be a Kelly Smith. Because they're Oregon quarterbacks, just because the sample size is so small and because his development that he's going to have to do in the NFL is just, it feels like, as of right now, 10 times what Fernando Mendoza has to do.
All-time favorite bust Oregon quarterback, Joey Harrington, easy.
I don't know. I really loved watching Achilles in Oregon. Joey Harrington kind of always gave me Chotch vibes.
Because you can go Harrington, you can go Mariota,
Mariota.
I know. And then he tried to clarify today too. He's just confused everybody.
I don't even think he knows anymore. Mm. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.